Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome back to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown, Lindsay Perry with us once again. Lindsay, another double-header question today. And the first one comes from Olivia Wallace-Smith. And Olivia wanted to know about breathing techniques. And then Vusi Rajuli said, good day, thanks for the podcast. I would like to know what is the best method of breathing while running, and what's the relationship between my running and breathing? And finally, what exactly is VO2 max and how does it relate to my performance? I'm no scientist, but I would say breathing is important.
Yeah, well, breathing is how we get the oxygen to the working muscle, so it definitely is important. Look, there are a lot of people that focus when they're coaching and teaching people to breathe properly. I must say that I haven't spent too much of my life looking into those things, but what I can tell you is that you want to try and avoid panting, because when you pant, that means that you're taking very shallow breaths, and then I'm trying not to get too technical here, but then what that effectively does is it increases what we call the dead space volume, or it increases the amount of the lung which we don't circulate air in and out of. So it is better to be taking slower, more controlled breaths and to make sure that we are getting a full expiration or breathing out and a full inspiration or breathing in. So you do want to try and avoid panting, and panting can also cause the diaphragm to go into spasm, which leads to stitches. So a more controlled, slower breathing in and out, I guess, is the best way that I can describe it, is what you want to go for. Onto the slightly more technical part of the answer, and what is VO2 max and how does it affect your running? Well, VO2 max is quite simply the maximum amount of oxygen that an individual can consume while producing energy during exercise. So what that effectively means is that our muscles demand energy to work, and a certain amount of that energy is provided for from processes that use oxygen to generate that energy. Now, the higher and the greater the demand from our muscles for energy, the higher our oxygen consumption will go up. So there is a genetic link. So in other words, some people are very gifted. They've got much bigger mitochondrial density. They can use a lot more oxygen to produce energy, which means that they go a lot higher in the presence of oxygen before they have to start producing energy from other means or non-oxygen pathways. And generally, when we get into those intensities, it means that the end of exercise is on the way. So obviously, if you have a higher VO2 max, it normally means that we can then, or it normally means you're a better athlete. You can run a lot faster, producing energy from oxygen, but it's not directly correlated to performance. In other words, you can have an extremely high VO2 max, but you can have an incredibly bad economy of running. And to try and simplify what I'm saying there is that your running economics and biomechanics can be so bad that you need to consume an enormous amount of oxygen to move, compared to someone else who may be incredibly economical. So in other words, they use a much smaller amount of energy or oxygen to move. So to be a truly elite runner, someone like Bekele or Gebre Selassie or Paul Turgot, that have held records from 10K all the way up to the marathon, those athletes have got an exceptionally high VO2 and an exceptionally high running economy. The last thing I'll say about VO2 max is that it's also a myth that it's your VO2 is your VO2. You can improve your VO2 greatly through exercise and through training, but there is a genetic ceiling at some point. So, you know, some people like Bekele will have a VO2 max in the 80s, and others will have VO2 maxes in the 60s. And so, again, depending on running economy, that would then obviously affect your ability to be a good distance runner.
Awesome stuff, Lindsay. Thank you very much for that. I'm Brad Brown, Lindsay Perry, and myself will return next time on the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Until then, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter at Ask Coach Perry.